Now let us talk about the deliberate creative process. How are you getting what you are getting? You are attracting through thought. In short, you get what you think about. And so as we offer those words, as you are receiving them and accepting them, you say, "Indeed, I have a very great task, for my thoughts are coming very fast, and to monitor my thoughts would be a very difficult thing to do." We are in agreement. Monitoring your thoughts would be very time-consuming, and most would not be able to do much deliberate creating when you are spending most of your time monitoring your thoughts. And that is the reason that we have introduced to you, before we have begun the process, your guidance system, the emotional communication from your inner being. For if you will pay attention to the way that you are feeling, then a monitoring of thoughts is not so necessary. Know that when you are feeling good, you are speaking or thinking or acting in accordance with your intentions. And that when you are feeling bad, you are not. In short, when there is negative emotion present within you, you are in that moment miscreating, either through your thought or through your word or through your action. And so the combination of being more deliberate about what you want, more clear about what you intend, and a sensitivity to the way you feel, that is in essence what the deliberate creative process is all about. The big question that usually comes up at this point of our discussion is, "Abraham, how do I know that what comes forth from within me may be trusted? Is there not one greater than I who makes the rules, who wants me to be or do specific things?" And we say, you are the creator of your experience, and you have emerged forth into this physical body by the power of your wanting. You are not here to prove yourself worthy of something else. You are not here because you seek greater salvation on some other plane. You are here because you have specific purpose in being here. You are wanting to be deliberate creator, and you have chosen this dimension where there is time and space that you may finally tune your understanding and see the benefit of what you have created in thought by allowing it to come into your physical experience. And all that you do pleases that which you seek to please. There is not a list of things that are right and a list of things that are wrong. However, there are those things that are appropriate and inappropriate. And you may trust your guidance that comes forth from within to help you know when you are doing that which is appropriate and that which is inappropriate. There is a great and powerful law in your universe. In fact, it exists in all universes. And in fact, it is the most powerful of all laws, and it is the law of attraction. That which is likened to itself is drawn. Thoughts that are similar are drawn magnetically one to another through the power of this law. People who feel a certain way are drawn to one another magnetically through this law. Indeed, the very thoughts that you think are drawn one and to the other, until a very small or insignificant and unpowerful thought may, because of your focus upon it, grow to be very powerful. In like manner, you are each powerful magnets, attracting unto you more of the way that you feel at any point in time. This law of attraction is responsible for much that you see that is obvious in your life experience. You have coined many phrases because of your understanding, in part, of this law. You say that birds that are of like feather flock together. You say the better it gets, the better it gets, and the worse it gets, the worse it gets. You say this day started out bad and ended up much, much worse. But even as you are saying these things, it is our knowing that you are not really understanding how powerful the law of attraction is. And so here on this recording, we will express it in many different ways. that you may understand how it is that you are attracting everything into your life experience. We say unto you, there is not another who creates in your experience. You are doing it all. You get all of the credit. And we will also say to you that as you are hearing these words and then you are looking around your life experience, at your own experience and at those who are near you, you will find not a shred of evidence that is to the contrary of these powerful laws that we are expressing here to you. You will notice an absolute correlation between what you are thinking and speaking and what you are getting. And you will notice it with others. In fact, it is sometimes easier to see with others. Have you not noticed that those who speak most of illness have more of it? Have you not noticed that those who speak more of poverty or of prosperity have more of it? As you understand that your thoughts are magnetic, and as you understand that they will attract more and more that are likened to them until they become more powerful, can you not see that as you think about something that you do not want, that if you allow yourself to stay focused upon that thought, that you will attract more and more thoughts that are likened to it? In fact, that thought will grow so powerful that you may find yourself reaching into your past experiences for examples that are similar. And then you may find yourself speaking about it to another, who then will reach into their past experience to bring forth more. And they will bring more and more until eventually you find yourself absolutely surrounded by thoughts and words that are in the direction of that which you do not want. If you are sensitive to the way that you are feeling, you will not feel good through all of that. You will have a sort of raw donut, a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, for your inner being will be saying to you all the while, you are thinking and speaking about that which you do not want. And the reason your inner being is offering you that warning signal, warning bell, is because your inner being understands the law of attraction. Your inner being understands that while you are thinking and speaking of these things, that you are in fact a magnet attracting circumstances and events and other beings unto you. And that soon you will have in your experience the very thing that you are speaking about that you do not want. And in like manner, if you are speaking of that which you do want, your thoughts will be drawn more unto that. You will draw more others who are wanting to talk about that. And all the while you are speaking of what you do want, your inner being will offer you that positive emotion to let you know that you are in harmony and that that which you are attracting is in harmony with the intentions that you hold.